I've pre-recorded all my bits. I feel a bit like Harry Seldon in Isaac Asimov's Foundation saga, in that I've recorded myself in the past to appear to you in the future. Lost, everyone. Never do Foundation saga references again. Luckily, I've got Ian and some other people to help me with the bits that, where I need someone there in person. So thanks to everyone. Thanks, Ian. And let's begin the service with a prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we know that you are here with us because in your word you promised us that where two or three gather together in your name, there you are with them. So we would pray that you move through this congregation today, that you would open hearts and minds to the words that are spoken and sung this morning, and that this service would bring glory to your name in Sandbach. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, today we're going to be looking at our Christian journey through life, what hinders us and what can help us. And to assist that, I'm going to be looking at what hinders us and what can help us on other journeys, most specifically on the walks that Sandra and I started doing during lockdown and what we've continued doing ever since. So let's have our first reading, and it's this, Exodus 13 verses 20 to 22. After leaving Succoth, they camped at Etham on the edge of the desert. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day and night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. Now we're going to sing our first song, Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Stand if you want to, remain seated if that's better for you. And over to the music group.
Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, he heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God for whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, he heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Glory to the Father. Give glory to the Son, give glory to the Spirit, while endless ages run. Worthy the Lamb, O heaven cries, to be exalted thus. Worthy the Lamb, our hearts repart, for he was slain for us. Creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God for whom all blessings flow. Praise him, the creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God for whom all blessings flow. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
So, as I said, we're looking at journeys, and setting out on a journey can be a little risky if you're not prepared. I'm going to do another reading now, and this reading is from 1 Fellowship of the Ring, chapter 3, and it's entitled Three is a Crowd. Yes, we're doing things my way now. None of those silly restrictions Alistair used to put on me creatively. In this reading, Frodo the Hobbit is talking to his friend Pippin about his adoptive uncle Bilbo. Certainly it reminds me very much of Bilbo in the last years before he went away. He used often to say that there is only one road, that it is like a great river. Its springs were at every doorstep and every path was its tributary. It's a dangerous business, Frodo, going out of your door, he used to say. You step into the road, and if you don't keep your feet, there's no knowing where you might be swept off to. Do you realise that this is the very path that goes through Mirkwood, and that if you let it, it might take you to the Lonely Mountain or even further and to worse places? He used to say that on the path outside the front door at Bag End, especially after he'd been out for a long walk. So you see, in every way, every road or path is joined to every other road or path. You can start anywhere and get to anywhere, until you get to the sea, of course. And with so many roads and paths, we need something to help us go the right way, something like this map. Now, this map is something I sent off for during lockdown. It's a custom-made Ordnance Survey map centred on Sandbach. You can see the roads marked in different colours to represent different types of road, and there are lots of symbols and other things on there that give you information. In order to read a map effectively, you need to know what all these symbols and things mean. And now we're going to have a quiz, which Ian is going to run, about things that you might find on a map. Now, this part of the All Age Service is probably for older members of the congregation, because young people just use apps like Google Maps or Waze to get around. And be warned, it's not an easy quiz at all, not like those ones that Alistair used to do. And then we're going to sing another song, which Ian will introduce. Over to you, Ian.
Right, okay, as Dave says, it's not easy, but I think there are some easy ones in there. I managed to get them without looking at the answers, so I think we could be okay. So, Darren, can you try the PowerPoint? Okay, so as Dave says, this is an Ordnance Survey map reading quiz, open brackets, advanced, close brackets. What does that mean? Okay, so let's go to the first question. So, can you see that? See that picture on the screen? So, what does that map symbol represent? Do you think it's A, a brick bus shelter, B, a cave, C, a historic cottage, or D, a climbing wall? What do you think? What do you think, Heidi? Oh, okay, we got a B. I've got some A's in the back row here. Oh, you said B. Oh, I do apologise. So you're going for B. Oh, you're going for a cave. And you went for a cave as well. Anybody else got any other ideas other than a cave? A. I heard an A. Okay, so between A and B, Darren, if you can do the big reveal. It was B, a cave. Well done. So next one, please. In roads and paths, what does BOAT, B-O-A-T, stand for? Is it A, byway open to agricultural traffic, B, buildings and other agricultural traffic, C, byway only for authorised traffic, or D, byway open to all traffic? What do we think? Any guesses? Any guesses from the back there? Sophelia, you got any ideas? You're going for C, all right? D, we've got C and D. D, C and D. Okay, Darren? It's D. D, byway open to all traffic. Your time will come, trust me. Okay, let's do the next one. So, what is missing from this North Point symbol? So, we've got magnetic north going one way, we've got true north going another way, and then we've got something in the middle. Where's that going? So is that A, map north, B, grid north, C, up, or D, corrected north? B, B seems popular. B. Okay, Darren. Oh, yes. B. Well done. There's only seven of these. Bear with me. Now then, this is for the children. What do you think this is a symbol of? Do you think it's A, motor racing, B, outdoor gym, C, cathedral, or D, observatory? What do you think at the front? You think it's A, motor racing. What do we think at the back? All right, okay. Anybody else? What's the general feeling? We think it's motor racing. And it is. Very good. Okay. Right, here we go. What is a permissive footpath? It's a bit worrying. Is it A, a right of way in Scotland? B, a path where the landowner has permitted public use but which is not a right of way? C, a footpath that's also open to motorised vehicles? Or D, sounds like Dave this one, a footpath where no laws apply? What do we think? B, we're going for B. B sounds popular. Sorry? Oh, we've got a B and a C. We've got a bit of a B and, between B and C. B. Okay. And the next one. Now, the first time I looked at this, I looked at Dave's answer, and he's got a craft centre, a bicycle repair shop, a clifftop winch system, and a mountain biking area. I actually thought it was a dog with a big head. Can you see that? And it actually could be either a dog with a big head or a dog with a big tail, depending which kind of way you look at it. But the dog didn't come up, so it's not a dog with a big head. So what do we think it is? A, B, C, or D? A. We're going for A. Thank you, Darren. Yes, and it is A. You're too good at this. Thank you. Right. Okay. Any mathematicians here? Brendan, and only Brendan. If a map grid square is 1 kilometre by 1 kilometre, how far is the diagonal? I have no idea. Oh, Sophia. Oh. We're going for C. Oh yeah, Brendan. That's very confident. Okay, thank you, Darren. It is C, with a very complicated explanation there. I should have asked you to explain it, shouldn't I? Yeah, but I won't. No. This is where I zone out, if you look at that answer. So I think there's one more slide as well, Darren. So that just explains a bit more about Pythagoras and his theorem. And how we got to 1.4. Okay, thank you. Thanks very much, Darren. That was the quiz, so well done. Well done, everyone. And now we're going to sing again, "The Lord is My Shepherd."
Lord's my shepherd, and all of words. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me through the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul, and I will trust in you alone, and I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will lead me guides my way in righteousness, and he anoints my head with oil, and my cup is overflows with joy. I feast on his beauty light, and I will trust in you alone, and I will trust in you alone, for your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will lead me home. And though I walk the darkest path, I will not fear the evil one, for you are with me and your rod and staff are the comfort I need. Trust in you alone, and I will trust in you alone, for your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will lead me home, and I will trust in you alone, and I will trust in you alone, for your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will lead me home.
Okay, so we saw how we can use maps to help us on our journeys. Sandra and I have a number of walk books which we use, picking out walks we want to do and then following the little map and the instructions to guide us around. Sometimes at the start of a walk, I don't know in which direction we're pointing, so I use a compass to orientate ourselves. I mentioned Google Maps and Waze, which are two navigation apps usually used in the car, or you can use a dedicated sat-nav. There is another app I use called Komoot. People store their walks on Komoot, so if you're going somewhere, for example, the Gower Peninsula, which is where I am today, you can look up walks on Komoot for that area and then download them onto your phone. And then some woman's voice tells you where to go and how far until the next turn. And if you stray off the path, she shouts at you and tells you you're going the wrong way. I also use a web page called FPM or Footpath Map, which uses satellites to project your position onto a map and shows you all the footpaths, those are those red lines, in your vicinity, so you can check you're in the right place. All these things and many others are used to help us find our way on a journey. But what do we have to help us on our Christian journey? What map do we have? Well, we have the Bible. That's our map on our Christian journey. It has directions in it. It tells us how we should behave. It gives us instructions on what to do in certain situations. It has passages in it that can comfort us and give us guidance when we're feeling lost or troubled. We've just sung, "The Lord is my shepherd," and that's based on Psalm 23, where it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me." The Bible tells us stories about other people, and sometimes those other people get into scrapes, similar to the scrapes we get ourselves into in our lives. So reading the Bible tells us what the people did to get out of those scrapes and get back on with their journey. And sometimes that means admitting to yourself that you've got yourself into that scrape and that you were wrong and you need God's help. Think of Jonah, who ran away from what God wanted him to do and was swallowed by a great big fish. And in the belly of the fish, when his life was in danger, he said this: "When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord." And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Also in the Bible, there are stories about Jesus. He went on journeys and he took people with him, and he showed people the best way to get to know him. He gave out a lot of advice on how you should treat other people. So if you're having problems with someone or something, reading what Jesus had to say about it is always going to be the best advice you can get. So the Bible is our map on the Christian journey. Now we're going to sing three songs, and in the third one we're going to take up the collection. Now the collection is intended for regular attendees of the fellowship, so please feel free to let the bags pass by. Many people will do so anyway, as they give electronically. There will be a bag and a pot. The bags are for the work of the church, the pots are for our sponsored children. After that, Ian is going to pray for the collection, and then we'll have a time of prayer. Thanks, Ian, and over to the music group.
Afraid of territory unknown, I know that I can say that I do not stand alone. For Jesus, you have promised your presence in my heart. For though I see the ending, but it feels as if it's stuck, and all I know is you have called me, that I will follow is all I can say. I will go where you will send me, your fire lights my way. I hands of the ghost, my cause, my heart to fail. In the harbor is still and safe from harm. But it was not for the wind to be, that it was made for wind and storm. And all I know is you have sent me to own and hold a winner every day. I will go where you the light into my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will not forget your love for me, and yet Jesus, be my guide and hold me to your side. I will find my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for everything you've given to us. And we give you this money back to you this morning, just as a token of our love and our service. And we pray that you will use it, you will bless it, you will magnify it to bring about your glory, both here in Sandbach, in this fellowship, and for our children who we love and we sponsor and we reach out to now across the world. May they know your love and your peace at this very moment, Father. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Okay, just got a couple of brief prayers now. And the first one's been written by Heidi. This is a prayer that Heidi's written. And then I'll just say a short prayer after that. So let's pray. Dear God, you created the trees and the plants and the grass and the stars and the planets and us and everything. Please give us peace and hope. In your very precious name we pray. Amen. And continuing prayer, our loving Father, we come to you now with our prayers for those who are on our hearts and in need of your loving touch. Remember, firstly, those who are particularly unwell at this time. We pray for Kay and George Bayliss, for Lou, for Susie, for Joe Metcalf, William Thompson, and for any others, Lord, who may not be known to us but are known and loved by you. We pray for those known to us in our fellowship who are either undergoing or awaiting tests and procedures, and for those recovering from surgery. For Helen, for Sue, for Marna, Chris Yardy and Jonathan Sturck, we pray that they will be successful and that they will continue to feel the touch of your healing hands upon them. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
So on our journey we have maps and sat navs and compasses and all sorts of things to help us. We also have clues on the journey itself, things that point our way. We have signposts and footpath markers. There are visual aids to the direction we're supposed to go in. When Sandra and I are on a walk and we're not quite sure which direction to go in, we look for other clues. We might look out for a stile or a kissing gate on the far side of a field. We might look to see if we can see a path worn through the grass like this one, which you have to look closely for, or a path through a field of grain, which is a lot easier to see. We might see other walkers and ask them if they know where the path is. Similarly, on our Christian journey, we can look for things that point us on our way. These things might be things that we read in Christian books or something that we hear in a Christian song. God speaks to us through the Holy Spirit, who comes to live inside us when we become a Christian. Sometimes in my Christian life, often when I'm preparing for a service, I'll read a passage or a sentence and it's like a lightning bolt goes off in my head and the Holy Spirit says, "That's what I want you to speak about." John 16, verse 13 tells us about the Holy Spirit where it says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears and he will tell you what is yet to come." What other signposts can we look for on our Christian journey? Well, other Christians for a start. We can ask them questions, ask them for advice, or even listen to them when they're speaking in a service. Other Christians are really useful. When we're fixing computers in our shop, we sometimes ask each other if we've seen such and such a problem before, or we watch a video of someone solving a problem. You can pretty much guarantee that there will be another Christian somewhere, probably quite close, who's been through what you're going through, so talk to other Christians. The important thing is to keep your eye on the destination, God's kingdom, and here's a reading about that. It's Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 to 33. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. There's another very important book that has lots of signs and guidance in it for doing things the right way, and that's The Highway Code. And the puppets, aided by Sophelia and Eleanor, have got a sketch for us about that. Step to it, girls. This sketch was written by Andrea, who is also not here today, and voiced by Andrea and one other person. I think you might recognise the other person's voice. Over to Sophelia and Eleanor.
Code. Ah, Reverend, would you have time to test me on my highway code?
Of course. I'm retired now, so I've bags of time.
Thank you, Reverend. Go ahead, ask me anything.
Okay. Let's see. When is it appropriate to flash your headlights?
Ah, I know that one. You flash your headlights when you need to let other road users know you are there.
Yes, that's right. Well done.
But in my brother's case, they are more useful to let other road users know how annoyed you are with them. He's always flashing his lights at people.
Ah, well, maybe it's best not to mention that in the test. So next question. What should you do if the traffic lights are not working?
That's easy. Disregard them and keep driving. Otherwise, you'd cause a huge queue, and then everyone would be flashing their headlights at you.
Not quite. The code says you need to treat the junction like any unmarked junction and proceed with great care.
Oh, it's a bit pointless anyway, isn't it? I mean, people just drive as they want to, regardless of the highway code.
Well, yeah, some people drive like that, but it would be better if they didn't. The highway code is there to help us travel safely on the road. And actually, the Bible's a little bit like the highway code. It helps us navigate our way safely along the road of life. We could ignore it, but it's better if we read it and follow it.
Oh, the Bible really doesn't excite me any more than the highway code does. Just an even bigger book of rules.
Actually, it's not a book of rules. It's more a book of stories and guidance. Words which are all inspired by God.
Really? I thought it was written by a bunch of old men.
Well, it was certainly written down by people, though not necessarily old people. But it is a collection of letters and poems and prayers and history written about God and about his son Jesus and about the work of the Holy Spirit.
Ah, right. So it's not one big epic rule book then?
No, it's actually lots of different books, so you can read them separately and some will be more helpful at different points in your life. So try starting with one of the Gospels and then see how many useful bits of information you can find to help you on your life journey.
Okay, I'll do that.
Now, next question. What does this sign mean?
Oh, I know that one. It means that the street is one way, so traffic must travel in the direction indicated by the sign.
And that's right. And of course, the Bible tells us that there's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus.
I lay my life down at your feet. You're the only one I need. I turn to you and you are always there. In troubled times it's you I see. I put you first, that's all I need. I humble all I am, all to you.
You just can't keep a good man down, can you? Alistair Stewart as the minister. So, we're off on a journey. Is everything going to be plain sailing? Probably not. There are a number of things that can get in our way. For example, cows, floods, overgrown kissing gates. We might be following a walk in a book and the footpath has been redirected since the book was written. That happened to us last week on a walk around the sand quarry near Arklid. Or it might be that the instructions in the walk book are just plain wrong and say turn left here when they should say turn right here. We've had that a few times as well. What can you do when that happens? Well, you can tough it out. Walk through that herd of cows. These were quite friendly, as they almost always are. Or go around the edge of that flood. You can find a different route. If that kissing gate is overgrown, look at your map or your app and see if you can find another way of getting to the same place further on. And if your instructions are incorrect, well, use your common sense. Most of the time you can just figure out what's wrong and correct it. It's the same in our Christian journey. It's probably not going to be plain sailing. There will be obstacles in the way, sometimes people made, sometimes spiritually made. As Jesus told us in John 16, verse 33, in this world you will have trouble. What to do? The first thing is to check with God that what you're trying to do is what he wants you to do. Pray over it. Trust that God has your best pathways already laid out. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6 says this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him and he will make your paths straight. Make sure that you understand what it is that God wants you to do. Always talk things over with other Christians, like we did with the Oasis purchase. We got together and sought God's will over it. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Read the Bible. It's full of wisdom. It can give you guidance when you come across things you've never encountered before. We just sang a song called Your Word is a Lamp unto My Feet, and that's taken from Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. And just use your common sense. God gave it to you for a reason. One day, a very religious man is praying at home when suddenly a tsunami hits. He climbs to the roof of his house to avoid the flood and starts praying to God to save him. Oh God, I've worshipped you all my life. I'm not ready to die. Please save me from this flood. After a few minutes of this, a guy in a rowing boat sees the man in distress and calls out, hey, I'm looking for survivors. Hop on. Let's get out of here. No thanks, replied the religious man. I have faith that God and prayer will save me. So the man on the boat leaves him to his prayers and rows off. The religious man keeps praying and all the while the floodwaters are rising. After a few minutes, the Coast Guard speedboat pulls up alongside. "Come on," yells the Coast Guard. "It's getting worse. We need to go now." "No thanks," replies the man. "I have faith that God will rescue me." So the Coast Guard also leaves. The water has now reached the man's feet and his prayers are getting more and more frantic. He suddenly hears an army helicopter overhead that hovers above him and sends down a rope and yells for him to climb up. "No thanks," replies the man. "All I need is my faith in God. He will rescue me." So the helicopter leaves. A few minutes later, the water has risen and the man drowns. Upon appearing at the gates of heaven, he sees God and asks him, "God, have I not been faithful to you all my life? Why did you leave me to drown at my time of need?" And God replied, "I sent you two boats and a helicopter. What more do you want?" So use your common sense and keep your eyes on God at all times, and you will be able to complete your journey, even if it's testing at times. And now we're going to sing our closing hymn, "Be Thou My Vision." Over to the music group.
Thou rulest all.
Okay, so that was our first all-age service without Alistair, all about journeying and how to find our way. I hope it worked out okay, because next month I'm away again. It's Sandra's dad's 89th birthday, so I'll be appearing like Harry Seldon again. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are with us on our journey through life, our Christian journey of discovery, as we find out more about you and what plans you have for us. We ask you to forgive us for the times when we stray from the path prepared for us, and help us to understand your will and your directions for us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.